Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to Behind Enemy Lines presented by Gatorade. Hey, it's Eagles Cowboys. First place in the NFC East is on the line. Oh, by the way, it's also on Sunday Night Football. And to preview the matchup, let's welcome in David Hellman from DallasCowboys.com. Now, David, look, we've seen a great rookie quarterback thus far here in Philadelphia in Carson Wentz. The Cowboys are off to a 5-1 start with Dak Prescott leading the way. So, David, what I want to ask you is, what has been the biggest surprise about Prescott's development to this point?
Probably have to say just how quickly it happened. I mean, you know, the Eagles at least drafted Carson Wentz with the intention of him being the starter pretty quickly. I mean, he was 2 overall. That's kind of what you expect. Prescott was a 4th-round pick. He was the 3rd-string developmental guy. You know, people around Dallas kind of said, yeah, you know, he might be pretty good one day, but not 1 month into his career, and that's exactly what happened. I mean, Kellen Moore broke his leg and moved him up to the backup job. Tony Romo hurt his back and moved him up to the starter's role. I remember watching training camp practices where this guy, he didn't look good at all. He took forever to get the ball out. He made bad reads. He dropped snaps, all those types of rookie mistakes. And then the lights came on, and he looks like a beast. I honestly struggle to describe how exactly it happened because my expectations in early August compared to where they are now are night and day.
David, the Eagles had the number 2 pick, but the Cowboys did have the number 4 overall selection, and with that selection, they picked Ezekiel Elliott, the running back out of Ohio State. Now, in the last 4 games, he's rushed for at least 130 yards or more, and he leads the league overall in rushing. So, David, in your estimation, when did the light go on for Elliott? Was it just a matter of getting adjusted to the NFL, or did the Cowboys tweak the scheme to fit Elliott's skill set?
Well, I think the beauty of picking Zeke 4th overall is that the team was kind of tailor-made for him when he got here. I mean, the line was there. The blocking scheme suits his skill set really well. And it was honestly, it was surprising to see how much he struggled in those first 2 games. He couldn't find running room against the Giants, and he had fumble problems in week 2 against the Redskins. And, yeah, I think you could say the light kind of clicked because I don't think the Cowboys started doing anything different. I think he just realized that he had to be more patient. He had to read his keys, wait for things to develop, let the line kind of handle their part of the equation. And really, ever since that week 3 game against the Bears, he has looked every bit the guy they thought they were getting. I mean, he's averaging 143 yards per game over the last month. He went up to Green Bay against the number 1 rush defense in the league and ran for 160 yards.
David, Dez Bryant, wide receiver, has been a thorn in the Eagles' side for many years, is set to return after missing 3 games with a knee injury. What will his return bring to the Cowboys' offense, which has already been prolific to this point in the season?
You know, honestly, and this sounds bad because Dez is an all-pro, and you know we've seen what he can do against the Eagles in the past. I don't expect the offense to look that much different with him in the lineup. I think they're still going to do the same things. Dak Prescott, for a rookie, is incredibly good at spreading the ball around to the mismatch, to the guy who's open. You know, he's been fantastic at getting the ball to Cole Beasley in the slot. The thing that I think Dez does is he just gives you, A, he gives you a red zone mismatch, and B, he gives you a guy that can go up and get the ball. He's going to take advantage of one-on-one coverage, as we've seen. You know, people here in Dallas love to talk about that 2014 game in Philly against Bradley Fletcher. He can do that for you. He can win those one-on-one matchups. He is a red zone threat. I think the guys behind him have been good in his absence, Terrence Williams, Bryce Butler, but they don't have that, you know, almost tight end-like ability to go up and box out like Dez does.
David, there are no star names on the Cowboys' defense. It seems like that they're getting it done at all 3 levels, though, with consistency, sure tackling. You know, they're ranked at the top of many statistical categories or near the top, even though they've had a number of suspensions come their way this season. What has been the secret to keeping that Cowboys' defense together to complement what Dallas is doing on offense?
You know, I wish I had a better answer for you. It's a mystery. It's a great mystery for the Cowboys to have, and you got to give a lot of credit to Rod Marinelli because this team didn't focus so much on defense in the offseason. They didn't make any splashy free agency acquisitions. They brought back Morris Claiborne, which wasn't seen as a super great move. He's had an up-and-down career. They signed Vincent Maiwa, who's a guy mostly no one had ever heard of. They brought in Cedric Thorne from Philly, and he's not even really in the starting rotation right now. So you look at this cast of defenders and you kind of think, oh man, the offense is going to have its work cut out for it. But every week, you know, they give up yards. They gave up, you know, 360 passing yards to the Redskins. They give up rushing yards. But the thing is like you said, they don't allow teams in the end zone. They're only allowing 17 or 18 points per game on average. They force teams to settle for field goals, or better yet, they pick teams off, which is something they were terrible at doing last year. They already have 9 takeaways on the year when they only managed 11 all of last season when they went 4-12. So it's honestly kind of stunning because we watched basically the same defense struggle all of last year. But when you have a very efficient, very powerful offense on the other side of the ball that's able to not only give you a rest, but also give you points to kind of give you a cushion and make sure you're not playing from behind, I think it pays dividends. And we've seen that so far this year for sure.
David Hellman from DallasCowboys.com, thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Behind Enemy Lines is presented by Gatorade. Win from within.